Recall from earlier that the iNova test tells you whether you have an overall difference between your groups, but it does not tell you which specific groups differed. Post hoc tests do. Because post hoc tests are run to confirm where the differences occurred between groups. They should only be run when you have shown an overall statistically significant difference in group needs. Post hoc tests attempt to control the experiment-wise error rate in the same manner that the one-way ANOVA is used instead of multiple t-tests. Post hoc tests are termed a posteriori test, that is, performed after the event. Which post hoc test should I use? There are a great number of different post hoc tests that you can use. However, you should only run one post hoc test. Do not run multiple post hoc tests. For a one-way ANOVA, you will probably find that just two tests need to be considered. If your data met the assumption of homogeneity of variances, use Tuckey's honestly significant difference post hoc test. Note that if you use SPSS statistics, Tuckey's HSD test is simply referred to as Tuckey in the post hoc multiple comparisons dialog box.